Hi, Mark Ravisky here for Parables That Preach, a podcast for preachers. Today is Monday, March 11th, 2024, and this is episode 82 entitled Responding to Failure. I've been coaching basketball at the Y for the last couple of years. Coaching my sons and their friends has been a real joy, but it's also been a real challenge. Many of them don't know the basic rules of basketball, other than dribbling and making the ball go into the basket. So teaching them the different rules and how to respond to different situations has been challenging. And one of the most difficult situations any kid will face, any adult will face, is failure. How will you respond to failure? In basketball, it looks like this. They're dribbling the ball. They're coming up the court. They're looking for the opportunity to drive to the hoop and make a basket. But as they're looking ahead, they don't notice the player come up behind them and steal the ball from their hands. There are two typical responses I've seen when this happens. The first is they droop their shoulders, hang their head, and very slowly make their way down the court. They're leaving their team in a defensive disadvantage. They are so upset at their failure, they're not even making an effort anymore. When the play resumes and we get the ball back, they don't ask for the ball. They're not even looking for it. They want to just hide because they failed. The second response is where they get the ball stolen from them and they immediately run down the court to get in front of their opponent. They jump to block the shot. They fight for the rebound. And when the ball is back on their team again, they want it in their hands. They want a chance to redeem themselves, to show that they can do it. They're using failure as motivation. I've seen both responses many times with my team. I want to see that intensity as a coach, that you don't let failure define you, but drive you. All throughout the Bible, there are countless stories of people who failed. We could look at Jonah. We could go back to Adam and Eve. Look at King David. Look at Peter, Judas, Paul. There were many struggles that people had all throughout the Bible. The question is, how do you respond to failure? God has promised, "Never will I leave you, and never will I forsake you." He's also said that as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us. As a Christian, failure does not define us, but it should drive us to seek to do better. As Jesus said, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And when you mess up, his grace and goodness are there to walk with you all along the way. Until next time, this has been Mark Ravisky for Parables That Preach. Until then, preach the word.